You've all, the tiniest things, you all know these things that everybody does it seems. Things, name dropping, and that's just a tiny example of, I want to add something to who I am. Or I spoke to such and such, that famous man, the other day. Whether it's true or not, in many cases it's not true. They just, why is that? Because they want to add a bit more content to, maybe I can become a bit bigger. They're really, it's all a search for yourself. And it's a never-ending search on that level. And then you might come, when you go beyond name-dropping and go beyond deriving your sense of identity from your car, perhaps all of you have gone beyond that. Well, some. Then you may come to... The search may continue on another level. The search continues then on the spiritual level, which is also a search for acquisition to add to the sense of who I am. It could be in the form of greater knowledge. I want to understand the universe. What's it all about? The mystery. And I want to... And then image forms of me, the one who's gone beyond material things, the spiritual one. And you've all met people who are... And it happens so easily, because that tendency of image-making and of needing to add to the content of me is so strong. Even seeking for answers means I want to add more content. There's nothing wrong with investigating or examining, but I'm speaking here now of doing that in the service of a self, to derive a greater self from that. And that's the delusion. So everyone is trapped in that seeking for a deeper, greater, stronger me, sense of self. It's never enough. It's definitely the who you are now, your story will tell you, who you are now is not enough. The basket isn't full yet, or what it contains isn't good enough. I need to add better things to my basket, other things. And so I need the future. Without the future, I cannot be myself, is the delusion. I can only complete my sense of identity through having more future, enough future. Please give me more future so that I can know myself. Please give me time so that I can know myself. That is the mind pattern. Because for everything else you need time. Please give me time to make money. You need some time. Please give me time to learn a language. Give me time to find a mate. Give me time to make a cake. Everything requires time. And on that level, it's fine. You need it. Of course you need time for all those things. But then, if you then step into knowing who you are, give me time to know who I am, is the delusion. That's the beginning of the delusion, that you need time to find yourself. And when that is the delusion, your whole life then, all once the delusion that you need time to find yourself is firmly established, and it happens quickly, then all further activities, all further action, all further thought, all further aims are colored and distorted by that delusion. And so they're all an expression of the delusion of needing to find yourself. all the desires and fears that dominate a person's life, that provide the motivating power behind what people do, the desires and fears, the basis for that is that mentally made sense of self. It fears that it may never become complete, or it might lose the little it has, and it desires more content in whatever form. Some form, some content. That's why spiritual traditions speak of desire, let go of desire. But I'm not saying let go of desire. Let's leave that for a while. Just look at desire. Why make another problem and say you should let go of desire? Just look at it and see how it operates. So there's, and then you have what operates on the personal level operates collectively. So that personalized sense of me that isn't complete and fulfilled and needs something, never happy with what is, it's not enough. Never happy with this moment, it's not enough, not good enough. The me is not complete. Always at odds with something or someone, which it likes, because then it feels, I know more who I am when I'm at odds with something or someone than when I'm at peace. It doesn't like peace. It likes to be in conflict in one way or another, because then the me gets stronger in any kind of conflict or opposition. That's the contracted state of me. And these days many people have stress. What does that mean? It means you're in conflict with this moment. And that's again part of the whole civilization is a stressful civilization, because the whole civilization is an externalization of the human consciousness. So everybody is under stress, which means they're in conflict with what is. They don't want to be here because they need to be in the future. That's called stress. I need to be there. And you can actually see the reaching out, how stressful it is. It tears you apart. Never quite getting there. That reaching out to. And it's in people's faces. They can't be here because they need to be there urgently. And that sense of self likes that, because it feels stronger in that conflict. It contracts more. And then you have a pseudo substitute sense of self that at least now I know who I am, because you're in a fighting mode with life. You're in a fighting mode with the present moment, which is life. Whatever it is, I'm against it. What do you think about the present moment? I'm against it. It shouldn't be.